Welcome to Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where no topic is taboo. Booze is on deck, and I keep it real. Real interesting.
Hey, welcome to BBOS. I kind of have a special guest on the show, and this is his second visit. And the first visit was actually about 2.5 years ago. And a lot of things have changed for both of us. I was pretty much recording in my living room, had limited equipment. Now I actually have my own studio, a little lighting, better microphone, a few things. And he's got a lot to tell you as well, but he kind of reminds me of a modern day Oliver Douglas from Green Acres. But what you may not know is he actually has a lot in common with the real life fella, Eddie Albert, who was a Navy vet. He was a businessman. And of course, as Mitch will tell you, he was kind of a gentleman farmer as well. Please welcome back Mitch Aguiar to the show. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, Don. I'm doing all right. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. It's an honor and a pleasure. Super excited to see just the success of your show. And it's very, very cool.
You inspired it. Literally, without Mitch, I wouldn't even be doing this. I watched his podcast, caught up with him, got super, super inspired for many different reasons. And hey, a few years later, here I am. Still in the game. Still in the game.
That's super humbling and super cool to hear. You never know who you're going to impact. And I'm sure you've had the same effect on others. It's a ripple effect. It's very cool.
Heck yeah, giving back. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some things many people may not know, certainly the ones who didn't catch the first round. So you are a business owner, Massive Supplements. I'm a user. There we go. Got the Smashing Greens right out there. Cool stuff, just incredible products, do incredibly well. Tell my listeners a little bit about your business and how you got started.
So I own several businesses. My biggest and main business is Massive Supplements. Our primary product is the Smashin' Greens and the Smashin' Reds right here. So these are extremely nutrient-dense blends of red and green superfoods, and they are custom formulas that I came up with myself through years of just my own experimentation and research. And I never set out to start a supplement company or anything like that. It all kind of happened organically. I was just making a product for myself, and it ended up working out really great. And we've grown quite a bit, and I've been selling supplements now for about 6 years. It's grown into something bigger than I ever anticipated. So that's my main business. My main focus right now is trying to get as many people to try the new Smashin' Greens and Smashin' Reds as possible. People's health is a big thing, especially after COVID. I know a lot of people are a lot more health conscious now, wanting to boost their immune systems, get healthier overall. And the Smashin' Greens and Smashin' Reds are by far the most nutrient dense red and green superfoods on the market. There's nothing even close. A lot of people are using AG1, but that's because they are spending $50 million a month on advertising. We literally don't spend any money on advertising. It's all word of mouth, you know, directly from my Instagram, people having real results and feeling great, spreading the word to their friends and family. So that's the way we like it.
I like that. I like that. I think word of mouth has obviously gone far and wide with your business.
We've had almost 60,000 customers. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Well, hopefully we'll grow it some more. Definitely we'll put some links in there. What other side businesses are you?
I own Violent Hippie, my other brand, and it's a clothing line. I also own a jiu-jitsu academy called the Violent Hippie Academy. I teach Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. We sell training gis, rash guards. We sell handmade organic soaps. We sell USDA certified organic CBD oil. That's true full spectrum, 1500 milligrams, and probably the best price around for sure. So that's my other business. And then I have my charity is Adopt a Cop BJJ. Yeah. And we pay for police officers around the country to learn Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We pay for their memberships until the rank of blue belt. And we're in all 50 states. Affiliated with over 1,000 gyms across the country. And we've graduated, I believe, like 300 and close to 75 officers to the rank of blue belt.
I love that. I love the Adopt-A-Cop. And today's society, you know, people obviously have a lot of mixed bag opinions about our police officers that serve, but probably something I think everybody would agree with is the training. That's where you need improvements. You know, if you could safely take somebody to the ground, you know, no injuries, minimal to them, that's key.
It is mixed feelings about supporting police officer in the country, but no matter what your stance is on police, everybody wants less shootings, less deadly outcomes. So if you can easily subdue a suspect and easily subdue them without any harm to the police officer or any harm to the suspect, I mean, that's just better for everybody. And jujitsu definitely allows that to happen.
Yep. Get physically fit, help with your profession.
It's great to humanize police as well. You know, in a jujitsu academy, you're going to have all walks of life. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, Muslim, Christian, police, pothead, mechanic. It doesn't matter. So, and you have all walks of life there and you're all speaking the same language, jujitsu. So I think it's really great for police mental health. I think it's great for physical fitness. I personally think that the majority of shootings happen from fear, from a lack of readiness or their confidence in their ability to go hands-on with a person. But when you do jujitsu, you very quickly realize whoever has the superior knowledge of jujitsu is going to win. So whoever's the more superior grappler is going to have the more positive outcome. And in a blue belt level, if against somebody that does not train, there's no chance that they're going to win that exchange.
I would love to see something like that happen on more of a global basis. I think more about the policeman and his or her safety. You shouldn't get killed in a basic arrest.
You're always one bad decision away from a different life. You never know what anyone's going through. And we've all done stuff that we're not proud of in the heat of a moment. For some people, that's life-changing. And some people, it could open up a whole can of worms that you don't necessarily deserve to lose your life over that. And again, that's twofold. An officer should also feel prepared and confident to go hands-on and control a situation. Our whole motto with Adopt-A-Cop is jujitsu saves lives. Yeah. And both police and suspects. And again, obviously we support police, but every human life is valuable.
You mentioned the word confidence. You're right. Fear does cause people to do some foolish things too. But if you had that level of confidence going in, which I think probably is lacking a lot of the time, you think about it. If you knew whatever was coming your way, hey, I have this training under my belt, and whatever happens, I'm going to be prepared, you know, mentally, physically. That goes a long way.
I feel like that's why most shootings occur is because they don't have the confidence to go hands-on, so they go to their tool. I'll do demonstrations with police officers here where I'll literally blindfold myself and just lay on the ground and I'm like, come subdue me. And I'll just effortlessly fuck them up because you can do jujitsu by feel. I don't need my eyes for jujitsu. I know the human body. I know that your arm's right here, your neck's right here. I know by feel where I'm going, what I'm doing to prove the point or to show you how could you not feel confident walking around with this essentially superpower, like this ability. You know, and it's always on you. It's not a tool that you need. You are the tool. I think everyone on earth should do jujitsu. Men, women, kids, all ages, it doesn't matter. You should be training, Don.
Do you see a lot of women? Speaking of that, do you see a lot of women who are involved?
At my academy, we have probably 15 females that train. It's growing every day. You know, they love it. And they're always trying to bring in their girlfriends and stuff like that. And I think women especially should learn how to train because jujitsu is one of those martial arts where obviously there is a physicality side to it, but it was made for smaller people to be able to combat larger opponents.
Yeah, definitely a good self-defense for women.
It doesn't matter how big and strong you are. If you cut the blood flow to your brain, you're going to pass out within a few seconds, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely some physicality on that one. I don't have that ability to probably choke somebody out.
Yeah, you do. Sure you do.
Well,
I posted a video of one of my female students putting me to sleep.
Well, I've got a neck injury, so I don't have a lot of hand strength.
No.
If I get out there to your area, you'll have to show me a couple maneuvers.
I'll give you a private lesson.
Heck yeah. My fear would be, I guess, if I had to have one. I don't have too many fears, and that unless somebody can sidekick bullets, I'll be okay. My fear would be somebody catching me off guard without anything. You're right. I mean, if you can have some confidence in some way to get yourself out of something, that goes a long way for women, that's for sure. Well, I want to mention just real quick, because it's on my mind. So the foreign beauty, and I definitely want to put something in there to help promote that business, because I love those products. I was asking her just recently, I messaged her and asked her if she had some honey-based products. She said she's working on some. But how is her business doing?
Doing really well. It's my girlfriend, Jen. She started a business. She originally started it making jewelry. She's an extremely talented artist, and she can just make things out of clay or metal or whatever it is and just mold them into beautiful pieces of jewelry or artwork or whatever. But it was consuming of her time. You know, she has to be very much in here. She can't like hire help or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that she was also passionate about making soaps and beauty products and stuff like that. That shifted more into the focus of the business. And yeah, she makes everything by hand. All of the ingredients are natural and organic, only the highest quality. She's in her third year. It's grown 50% year over year. So it's doing well. And she works really hard on it every day. And I'm really proud of her for that. And our products are incredible. And anyone who likes bath and beauty products or treating yourself to high-end products. I was never like a soap snob until I started using her soap. And I was always like an Irish Spring kind of guy, swagger or something like that. And then when you treat yourself to an actual high-end soap product, or, you know, she has shampoo bars that I use. And I think everyone has started paying attention more since COVID. Like, yeah. This big veil's been removed from all of our eyes. And we're like, oh, everything in the world is trying to kill you. You know, like every product is full of toxins and poison and bullshit that's trying to kill you. And I think more and more people are wanting to get away from that and get more into natural things. And all of her products, like I said, are all natural, all organic. The highest quality goes into it. And she makes every single product herself by hand in our kitchen. And she's super sweet and couldn't be more appreciative of every single order she gets.
I love her. And I'll drop her site in here too. And of course, I can vouch for her products as well, because I use them currently. And my girls, I got them gifts at Christmas. They love all the products.
They make amazing gifts. I tell people that all the time. She goes above and beyond with her packaging.
I can speak to this very directly. So I was kind of, and I'm sure she's heard of Lush. Her products, I mean, I would say not only rival, but are better than Lush. Like, if you're a Lush fan, you could pay triple for it. And I have gotten things from Lush where literally, in their effort to save, they don't package things correctly. So you get things broken, you get things just not right. But that was one thing I was really impressed when I got the packaging, you know, especially with the girls with their gifts.
Her stuff's incredible, you know, and she has stuff for men and women. She's got body butters, she's got beard butters. She's got soaps, lip balms, bath bombs, candles, shower steamers, and everything is only the highest quality. It's amazing. I highly, highly recommend everybody. And they make amazing gifts, like I said. So if you're ever just wanting to get a lady in your life, or dude, like I said, anyone, a nice gift that's handmade and high quality, check her out. And her website is pretty simple. It's foreign.love.
I'll put her links in here too, the Instagram stuff, because I've been doing a lot more watching on her stuff as well. I kind of always was hooked on your stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute, we got to get the other half in here. But yeah, love, love, love her stuff. And I think that way you can really kind of see everything too, which is neat, and on the site as well. But hopefully people will check that out. But great gifts. Of course, now my girls will be getting some more ideas, and I'll be like, wait a minute, we need some more stuff. But yeah, bath bombs, very nice. I think I had those. Actually got some Halloween ones too.
She does themed, like Halloween theme. She does Christmas. She does Valentine's Day. She does all these different themes, yeah. And she'll do custom soaps, and she'll hand paint I mean, it's just so extra, you know? I'm like, you don't need to hand paint all these products. And she's like, I like to. It's, you know, so she loves it. She does all kinds of cool stuff. And she couldn't be more grateful when people order every day. She gets super excited when, you know, when she gets an order. She's like, I got an order, you know? She can't wait to package it and send it out.
The packaging, great. And the shipping, super quick, by the way.
Yeah. No, every day.
Super quick. All right. I tracked back to that video a couple years ago. Actually, it was about 2.5 years ago. I mean, a lot has really changed for you. Many people who kind of got onto you and have watched you and followed you as well. Okay. So now you literally are like the Green Acres guy. I don't know if you knew you had all those commonalities.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So you've got to look at it. Like, Google the theme song for Green Acres. It's you, Mitch. But I didn't realize how much you had in common with Eddie Albert. I mean, Navy guy, businessman, gentleman farmer, but you have pretty much got your farm life on.
Yeah, no, I love it.
So you have, geez, I don't know what you don't have. Maybe tell everybody what animals you do have right now.
Well, right now I've got some dogs, a pig, I've got a fish, I've got chickens, guineas, and some peacocks. Jen has a bearded dragon and tarantulas.
Your pig. Now, I know your pig's gotten a lot of traction.
Yeah, Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls. That is the coolest pig.
He's super cool. He's just like one of the dogs.
I know. That's what's crazy. I remember watching early on. I'm like, I mean, he's like your inside house pet kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. He goes everywhere with me. I actually registered him as an emotional support pig.
I love it.
So he goes everywhere with me. He's potty trained. He sleeps on the dog beds. He goes on hikes with me all the time, like me and my dogs. He loves to go on hikes. He gets super excited. He'll sprint around. And, you know, he's an American mini pig. And I say all the time, he's a fit pig, though. He eats super clean, nothing but vegetables and pig food, sometimes scrambled eggs and stuff like that. But he grazes on grass and he loves hiking and he gets the zoomies. And, you know, he's just like one of the dogs.
I'm trying to imagine his zoomie mode.
He's extremely vocal and he throws piggy fits all the time. He's like a toddler. He's very smart, but he doesn't use his intelligence for anything but mischief. But he's definitely sweet, too. He loves to cuddle and he loves belly scratches. And he's a good pig.
You've got to check him out on Instagram. Hey, but I tell you what, that I've like gotten such a kick out of. Literally, you do some creative stuff. You're talented all the way around. But I feel like you're like infinitely even more in touch with it, even in just the last couple of years.
Thank you. I'm just not afraid to try things. And I am pretty particular with certain things. Like, I get these visions of wanting to try things or do things, and I just kind of relentlessly pursue them and bring them into existence as best I can. I don't really consider myself an artist, or I feel like I have artistic vision sometimes, but not necessarily the ability to bring it to life. But I know what I want.
Yeah. You're focused.
I don't know. I have an imagination and act on it.
I like that. You're so interesting to me, obviously, and got me like on this path. But I look at you and I see so many facets to you. You're this bigger than life character in my mind and probably many people that watch you. I mean, you are MMA fighter. I mean, you are a force to be reckoned with. And certainly the old be kind or else motto says it all to me. It's like, I don't think anybody wants to grapple with you. I've seen all these different layers and sides of you with the farm life and with Piggy Smalls. Of course, I saw that with your animals. I know you love your animals dearly. But I think that always says a lot about a person, the way they treat animals. I really do.
I'm a huge animal lover. You know, I'm a protector. I know that I am a force, you know, like my entire adult life. I was a Navy SEAL right out of high school for 10 years. I was 21 years old in Afghanistan, riding around on a dirt bike with night vision and a rifle on my back, snatching people out of their beds at night. That's how I made my living for 10 years. And my hobby was hurting people and MMA. And I was an MMA champion. And I still compete actively in martial arts. And I've always said that my strength and aggression are a blessing and I utilize them justly. I've always been a protector and protecting people who can't defend themselves. And animals fall in that category to me. There are people that definitely deserve violence and punishment and stuff like that, but I'm not a bully. I bully bullies, you know?
I'm a fan of that.
But yeah, there are definitely a lot of dimensions to me, I would say. You couldn't put me in a box in any way. And that's why I like this brand, Violent Hippie. If you had to summarize me, it's like, that's sort of fitting. It's, you know, an oxymoron because it's like, well, what are you? Violent or hippies? Like, I'm both.
Yep.
And our motto is be kind or else.
I literally love everything about that motto. I do. Yeah. That one speaks to me. It is simple things in life sometimes, Mitch, if like people could just be kind, if they could, you know, be a non-jackass. Yeah. But that's always going to exist out there. So it's nice to have somebody who can actually punch the bully in the face. We need some of that too.
For sure.
There's a little bit of everything to go around. But I'm thinking, what happens in the next 2.5 years? I don't know. I'm interested to see. Do you have anything kind of big on the horizon? Or?
Oh, yeah. Always restless, you know. I'm happy with everything that I've got going on, but I'm always striving for more. That I'm not content. I'm grateful for everything that I've got, but there's just something in me that's just like always wanting to improve and do more. And if you can do more, why not? I really don't think there's anything special about me, but if I had to pick something, it would be my ability to give effort. I will give effort constantly. I never stop giving effort. And that's the thing that I've learned is the key to success is just continuously give effort over a period of time. Even if you're only taking one step a day, after 2 years or 2.5 years, you've gone 1,000 steps and that you've covered some good distance. And you can't not progress if you're giving consistent effort.
Yeah.
I think that's like the biggest thing about me. And it's like why I am where I am is because I continuously give effort. You know, I think the sayings are true, like doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. And just striving to do it. You have to also make sure your actions match your ambitions. And I do have big ambitions and I set big goals for myself. And it's good to set big goals for yourself because even if you don't hit those goals, but you're striving to hit those goals, you'll probably end up going further than you thought you would.
I do.
So that's kind of just my mindset on things. I'm always just giving effort.
Well, you say it all the time, mindset's everything, but you're one of those people, you actually practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the difference. You know, you hear a lot of people preach about this and that and the other, but they don't really put it all into practice. And you are so right. And look, gosh, I hope a lot of people could so much benefit from listening. There's some words of wisdom you just put out there, some serious pearls. But that's a lot of it is just whatever you get in mind, you've got to take the steps. Because it is easy to pack it in if you don't see the success coming right away.
For sure. And that, like with business or anything, like starting a podcast, you're not going to be a Joe Rogan overnight. Your business isn't going to just be a $1 million business overnight. I kind of use the analogy of like planting a apple tree or something. When you plant a fruit, you have to tend to the soil, dig it up. You have to plant it, water it. You have to do all this work for no yield, really. You're not eating this fruit right away. You know, you're doing all this work so that eventually you can, but eventually it turns into an established plant that produces fruit. And that's much like business. You have to put in the time, you have to put in the effort, and eventually it will yield fruit. And then eventually it kind of switches to where once that tree or fruit or whatever is established, then it's just producing more than you need or whatever. And you're not having to really do anything to it. And that's like the idea and the goal of business, but you have to put in that work initially without the reward and be okay with that. And in today's society, it's just very rare. You know, people are accustomed to the instant gratification or, you know, they don't have that work ethic or drive.
No, you hit the nail on the head there. A lot of people just want it here and now, but they don't want to do that old W word.
Yeah, they want the success, but without the work. But the only time that ever is true is in the dictionary.
That is a fact. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Mitch, I sure have enjoyed having you on. For all my listeners, you know, we've steered off politics on this one, but maybe we'll have to tee up another round in the future. We might dedicate some of it to that. But I think go with peace and harmony on this one. We won't stir up any emotions, but I'm guaranteed to stir up some next week for sure.
If you guys are wondering, I'm not voting for Joe Biden.
I'll drink to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. I don't think anybody had to guess on that at all.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you are welcome anytime. And look, I'm going to put all the links in here for all the great products at Massive, the Smashing Greens, Smashing Reds. We'll get Jennifer's stuff on there with Foreign Beauty and great products.
She would probably love to come on here and do a podcast.
Oh, heck yeah. I'd love to have her on because, you know, I have a lot of female listeners interested in all the aspects of it. In addition to the great products, like how did you get started? What did you do? What does it take?
I obviously have encouraged her and helped support her along the way, but she has done everything in her business A to Z. I think she would love to tell her story.
We'll definitely make that happen. And look, you were my inspiration and still are. Cheers.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Well, it's time for a refill. Join me for my next episode of Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where I vow to keep it real and real interesting.